We always hear in the world of transparency. All right, we hear that. Yeah. But they, anyway, it's to be a little transparent. I'm not going to lie. So Mama Moon comes in. Mom comes in to share her little stories.
She's amazing.
And everybody loves my mom. You'd never leave my mom. You never tell my mom that she's not important. But you tell me I'm not important. See, yeah. And I really want to say this. I'm just going to say it. And guys, you all do it. And ladies, if you've done it to your friend, it's probably rare. But guys do this all the time. They ditch their friends for the woman.
I'd say you're wrong, but you know you're not.
Oh gosh,
not.
95% of the time
they ditch their friends for a woman. And I'm going to say this, and I have a story to share, and I'm sure you do too. That we informed DeRody. We like DeRody to come in on the show because we like your laugh. We like your stories. We feel like you're part of the show.
You do a lot of behind the scenes,
and it's just fun to have you in here. And so we say, hey, Mama Moon's coming in, and Mama Moon's going, oh, yeah, but this is great. Oh, fantastic.
I love being on the radio.
Stands in front of
my job. I don't want to get laid off.
Stands in front of the microphone. Got a minute and a half to go before Mama comes in and shares her confession sessions.
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden he goes, oh, he looks at his phone.
I gotta go. I gotta run.
I'll be right back.
What happened between now and 10 seconds ago? Oh, my God, there's a lady friend that needs support. And we do this. We run off. You ran off on the show.
Your job. This is your job. This is what pays your
bills.
Ditched
us and right on the show.
And you keep saying, well, I had a break coming. Breaks don't happen in the middle of a show.
I know there are no such things as breaks when you're live.
No.
I'm not going to go take a lunch break before 10 o'clock. We're doing a show. No.
So, and then the funny part is you're telling us you go out there and you have to say, oh, the guys are giving me a hard time for ditching. Yeah. Well, I said, you know what? I told Groobs, I go, this would be a great phone topic.
Yeah.
And then I said, maybe we do this tomorrow. I go, well, you know what? We got an 8 o'clock hour free. Let's talk about it now. Because I don't want it on my mind.
We're going to put you on the spot.
I don't want it on my mind.
Why did you bail on us?
You walked out on Mama Moon.
Yeah. Well, not us. Mom. Oh,
yeah, I know. And I respect Mama Moon. I think she's amazing. But
you don't respect her because you walked out on her.
I don't
respect her.
So this is a long time friend, and I don't want to get into the details because I don't want to do that to you. But it was a long time friend, right?
Yeah, long time friend. Just needed somebody to vent to.
Did it occur to you that you could tell her wait 3 minutes till I'm off the air and I'll come out?
No, and I'll tell you why, because she's probably headed to work and only had so many minutes, and she wanted to.
So she interrupted our job to steal him.
And she bribed me with snacks.
And then you tried to bribe us with snacks when you came in. Look what I got for you. I got milkshakes.
Yeah, but that doesn't work for you because Groobs yesterday tried to bribe you with snacks. That didn't work.
Oh, that didn't work at all. No, I failed Groobs yesterday. Yeah,
Not the fail part. It's the fact that he wanted to give you some snacks and you were like so set against it.
Yeah. Everybody was complaining about
Moon, you're right.
My butt sandwich.
So
my butt end sandwich.
Yeah, if I was a female friend, you would have been like, yeah.
Yes.
I'll take chips off of you.
You're like, I'm going to buy you chips. And he's like, no, that's all right. And you just kept doing it. So what I've learned with DeRody is, I love the guy. Just, it's like, just shut up and let him give you the chips.
Yeah,
and then I could. So that's what he said. You went off to get chips, and I'm like, well, just give me half of them if you don't want it.
And
so,
I ended up, yeah, I did.
So I ate half the chips.
Yeah,
that's why he didn't do the job I asked him to do.
Like in all things, I half butted it.
Your sandwich was atrocious, absolutely atrocious. And when I ask you, what do you want? Instead of being polite, just tell me what you want. I don't want to spend money on something you don't want. Tell me, yeah, I really actually like the Lay's, not the Doritos.
And
I would have got you Lay's.
And that's the other thing that he does, which I love. Everybody wants to help him.
Like the Spice Girls, I want to know what I really, really, really want.
Yeah, everybody wants to help you, and you always turn it down, which I think is admirable.
It's a pride thing, I think it is.
Yeah.
But no, you're right. I had a friend once leave me for another woman, and this is not like,
you know how we feel.
But so my buddy and I, we were from Texas, and we drove all the way to Edwards, California in the Mojave Desert for this thing called Wasteland Weekend. And if you're not familiar with that, it's like a post-apocalyptic Mad Max theme.
Of course it is.
Like weekend of just debauchery and fun.
You dress up like Mel Gibson from Mad Max, and then you run around screaming at people.
I was
desert.
More the guy in the loincloth, but yeah.
Oh, God. Well, hello.
Well, it is a desert. It's quite hot.
Hello, my honey.
You had
hello,
beach towel,
my...
not a loincloth.
I was more into like a Fallout cosplay, if you're familiar with the game or the series. But anyway, we were out there. We drove all the way.
I was completely naked except for a gas mask.
There were a lot of those out there.
The fact that there was a lot out there, that is even concerning.
So he drives us, we drive together in his car all the way out there to California from Texas, mm-hmm. and he ends up ditching me within like 4 hours for this random girl in this wasteland weekend. I can't find him. We don't have phone signal. And so I end up having to go ride with somebody I don't know to a bus station, took a bus back to Texas because I couldn't find this guy. It's like he disappeared.
He ditched you out in the middle of the desert?
The desert. Nowhere. I'm not familiar with Edwards, California. It's the middle of nowhere. And so I got all the way back to Texas, and 2 days later, I get a phone call from New Mexico Police Department. And I'm like, I'll accept. It was my friend. I'm going to call him B-Rad.
None of us know who it is.
B-Rad is Brad.
There you go. Anyway, so B-Rad gives me a call and says, hey, my car got stolen from this girl, and I ended up in New Mexico. I ended up in New Mexico. Can you bail me out and come get me? And I'm like, buddy, I spent all my money on the trip getting home myself. Good luck.
You didn't, do you? Oh, God. See,
I did not.
I was going to, because if you did, I was going to smack you.
He
around.
Got back to Texas 2 days later because his daddy bailed him out, and he was livid. Needless to say, we haven't talked much since that trip.
Well, I'm glad, because I was going to give you a Will Smith on that one.
Brad's not a friend.
No.
But